36 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr., Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning. Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network. The Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins at UDB Insurance is here to help you successfully navigate and understand the Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins and his team at UDB Insurance are highly respected in the health insurance industry and can provide you with the answers you need to fully understand how the Affordable Care Act will benefit you and your family or organization. UDB Insurance provides a consultative approach that will deliver you the peace of mind and customer service you deserve. Offering an array of insurance products with enhanced services is UDB's key to success. Still have questions? Schedule your no-obligation consultation with UDB Insurance at 318-445-9359. Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. The official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this. Oh, yeah, Wind Down Wednesday. If you're just getting your morning started, it's 7:36 a.m. Central Standard, 8:36 Eastern. And as always, we would like to remind you, no matter where you are in the country, no matter where you are in the state, that this is the hour that kids are getting to school. Kids are standing at bus stops. School zones are flashing. You already know 9 o'clock is the magic hour. Please make sure that you've given yourself enough time to get there safely. Slow down through those school zones. And you know what I've noticed about school zones? There always seems to be like a red light right before you get to the school zone. So the tendency is to speed up so that you can catch the light. And then you got to kind of slow down to slow through the school zone. But we want to encourage you, if you give yourself enough time, and I keep saying it, because you know what? Repetition is really what helps us to become better. If you give yourself enough time, if you start to plan ahead at night to make sure that you don't have to be so hurried in the morning, then it helps everybody. It helps our school bus drivers to help get kids on and off buses safely. It helps our crossing guards. And it helps our resource officers that help to make sure that kids get into school safely. So just food for thought, as always, every single morning. If you're starting your work day, your kids are starting their school day, start off with good, positive thinking. Start off by making sure that you have your center. No matter what happened this morning, if you had to get upset, if you had to fuss before you got in the car, you had to fuss as they were getting out of the car, find your center, take that deep cleansing breath, and begin to replace those negative thoughts with good, positive thoughts. And you know what? I know that that is sometimes easier said than done. So I thought about it, and I said, you know, I'm always telling people to find their center. Well, what does that really mean? Find your center. You know, you hear all these catchphrases, but what does it really mean? For me, my center means that place where I can just feel calm, feel safe, and give myself a sense that I'm okay and it's okay. No matter what has happened, I refuse to allow the things that happen that start the day off, that are working to make sure that your day is just cruddy. I choose to find the center, to find that place of peace and comfort, to stop and say, you know what, that's what happened. It's over. I can't change it. I can't control it. I can't fix it. So what I have to do now is redirect. I have to shift. If I got started on a bad foot or a wrong note, I've got to make the shift, and I've got to make it quickly, because if you start off on the wrong note, then you go into your workplace and you take all of that vial, that you take all of that to work. So I'm going to encourage you this morning. You know what? We're winding down the week. No matter what happened yesterday, no matter what happened Monday, it is over. Find your place of peace. Find your center, that place that makes you feel comfortable. And sometimes what I have to do is I have to transport myself just for a few seconds. I have to transport myself to a place that's calming and soothing and say, you know what? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Yesterday may not have been so good, but today promises to be better. But I'm going to tell you, it starts with what is coming out of your mouth. Mark 11:23 tells us specifically that we can have what we say. So since we know that's true, we might as well start saying what it is we want to have. Just some good energy to get you started this morning, to make sure that your thinking is right, and it's going to absolutely help your day to go better. And don't be moved about how you feel. Sometimes our feelings just put us in a wrong place. I don't feel good. I don't feel like it.
feel. You know what? You got to move past how you feel, and you got to begin to speak those things that you expect, that you want to see happen. And the only way to do it, you already know, is to simply do it. And I'm going to tell you, when you're in your car by yourself, nobody is listening, you need to affirm yourself, you need to affirm your day, and you need to start speaking to yourself. You know, David said sometimes he's got to encourage himself. Well, all the time, we don't have people to encourage us. So sometimes you got to encourage yourself. So if that's you this morning, and you're winding down the week, you're headed straight toward the weekend, and it just hadn't been a stellar week so far, you know what? Today is a new day. You get a fresh set of downs, and you can get started fresh and new. But it starts with your thinking, and then from your thinking, it translates into the words that come out of your mouth. So as you're traveling in this morning, make sure that you consider that. Make sure that you contemplate that this morning. I also want to let you know that if you want to reach out and connect with Team OPT, you can do so at our website, once again, at www.onpointcxmas.com. You can always go there, go to our contact tab, click on, and you can leave us a message, and we're sure to get it when you go there. You can also connect with us at our offices at 3717 Government Street, Suite number 2, Alexandria, Louisiana. Zip it up with 71302. Or you can simply phone us by dialing 318-445-5658. We've got a lot of great stuff going on this morning. We're going to tell you what's happening in and around Central Louisiana. But most importantly, we're going to tell you how you can connect with these great events. So if you've got a great event and you want to connect with us because you want to share it, that's how you do it. Hey, everybody, it's 7:42. It's Wind Down Wednesday, and you're on Point, the official OPT network. Let us get a break here, but we'll be back right after this. Are you purchasing or building your first home? Refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors. And our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable and secure, unchanged strength, and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Mmm, imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Well, the McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib. More tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive. Or for more information, you can phone 318-484-4255. 2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network. Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to Wind Down Wednesday. You're on point. It's 7:48 a.m. Central Standard, 8:48 Eastern. And of course, today is November the 11th. And this segment is sponsored by Magnolia State Mortgage, where dreams absolutely come true. Let me tell you something. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired of renting and paying an astronomical amount for rent and you want to become a homeowner, or you need to refinance and you have been dragging your feet because you were uncertain, unsure, maybe a little bit of fear, didn't know what that credit score looked like. Well, let me tell you, now is the time to come out of it and phone the ladies at Magnolia State Mortgage. And this is how you do it, 318-561-8020. They are on point, but most importantly, they have got years, decades of experience in helping you to make your dream very much a reality. Also, our friends and partners at Hixson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, HixsonHasIt.com, www.HixsonHasIt.com. Also, Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program. We encourage our seniors, if you're 55 years old or older, to share today and shape tomorrow. You can actually help our young people by simply phoning 318-484-2260. And in addition to all of that, you'll get paid for it. So it doesn't get any better than that. So again, the Foster Grandparent Program is alive and well. The number to phone, 318-484-2260. And last but not least, First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for over
60 years. Now, as we switch gears, we're talking about what is happening in our community. We are joined this morning by Katie Vanderlick, who is the executive director of the YWCA. And you guys know we love the Y, we love what they do, and their mission is simply dedicated to eliminating racism, empowering women, and promoting peace, justice, freedom, and dignity for all. Katie,
amen.
Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network.
Good morning, Carlette. Thank you so much for having me this morning.
You guys are always incredibly busy at the YWCA, but this month you have a special event that you are really excited about and really talking about, and it's called the Decades of Women. Let's talk about that.
Yes, Decades of Women is an event. This is our fourth year to do this event, and it's an event where we honor six women in our community who have done incredible things in Central Louisiana. You know, you're always hearing negative things on the news. We want to honor women who are doing positive things and who are doing great things, and we think it's very important to encourage other women to do these things.
Mm-hmm.
So this is our fourth year to do it, and we honor someone in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s.
Wow. But before we talk about that, Katie, talk about how Decades of Women was birthed and why the YWCA thought it was so important.
Well, 4 years ago, we were sitting in the office thinking about what we can do to be true to our mission and to empower women.
Mm-hmm.
What better way to empower women than to honor women and to, you know, when you go to this luncheon, this Decades of Women luncheon, and you hear about all the incredible things that these women are doing, it makes you want to leave and go forth and do. It really does.
It makes you want to get to work.
Yes. You feel like, hey, I've been slacking a little bit. You mm-hmm. know, I can get out there and I can do these things. I mean, here are six women in our community. And you know what the neat thing is that most women are honored in their life, you know, when they're maybe in their 60s or 70s, mm-hmm. when they're a bit older and they, you know, they've accomplished a bit more. But what I like about this is that we honor someone who's, you know, we honor women starting in their 20s.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're not as accomplished, some of them, and some of them are more accomplished than some of the older women.
Mm-hmm.
But it's nice to go ahead and start rewarding these women and acknowledging them early on, and it encourages them to keep giving and to keep doing.
Mm-hmm. And isn't it so amazing that the YWCA, whose mission is to empower women and to bring peace, would come up with such an incredible honor where we can honor each other and we can say, I'm proud of you.
Absolutely. And women don't do that enough, I feel like.
No.
Women do not, you don't get a pat on the back from another woman and saying, you know what, good job, or I'm so proud of you. And that's what we need. We need to be cheerleaders for each other.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this is about. You know, I mean, we're both fairly young, and I feel like we, you know, we need to get the young women involved too and be cheerleaders, you know. It's just so important.
And so with what you do, Katie, and seeing 4 years into what I feel is a movement, it is a movement of women encouraging, loving on, supporting, and then going a bit further saying, if you are not one of those people who are givers in your community, then you can be.
Mm-hmm.
But what have you seen throughout the 4 years, that sort of common thread that is consistent among those women who are givers?
I think these women are, they're continuously giving. And a lot of them, you know, we still have contact with them through the YW, and we hear from them time to time, and they're still giving, and they're still letting us know what they're doing in the community. And I think that is really awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's really awesome. And these women at this luncheon, Judge Patricia Cook is going to be our speaker this year,
okay.
And we're really excited about her. She's just a wonderful, wonderful lady, and it is. It's a little community that we formed of
mm-hmm.
all of these women, and you know, you can go to this luncheon, and maybe you don't have all the time and resources to give like some of these women do, but you can find time or find something within yourself to give back
mm-hmm.
to this community.
And so let's talk about the women that are going to be honored.
Let's talk about these wonderful women. We have Rebecca Skluzacek in her 20s.
Okay.
We have Dr. Courtney Richter. She's a local dentist in her 30s. We have our very own Miss Carlette Christmas, who's in her 40s. Sorry for that. We're outing a lot of these women
I'm
in their
still
ages.
Honored. Uh-huh.
In her 50s, we have Miss Lisa Love. 60s, we have Miss Becky Watkins. In 70s, we have Miss Jo Betty Starks. Mm-hmm. So we have a wonderful, wonderful list of women. And I remember when we first started this, someone said, you're going to honor six women every year? Are you going to, you know, are you going to run out of women if you honor that many every year? And I looked, no, we are not. And every year, we just keep getting more and more nominations. I mean, the community nominates these women.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, we had the most nominations we've ever had. We had a stack of over 60 or 70 nominations that the community sent in for women. And it was really hard for our board to choose, you know, who these women were going to be. So we're really excited about it.
And then let's talk about the luncheon, because I understand that the luncheon is really almost sold out.
It is, actually. The luncheon is next Thursday, November 14th at 11:30 at Calvary Baptist Church. We have about 15 tickets left.
Mm-hmm.
Last year it was a sold out event, and this year, I mean, that's a true testament to these women. I mean, people want to come.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another thing I'm seeing is a lot of these past recipients are coming. The word's getting out that this is a very empowering and uplifting luncheon. And, you know, who couldn't use an empowering and uplifting luncheon on a Thursday afternoon?
Absolutely. And are you, Katie, through the 4 years and all of the work that you do, starting with young girls and then working with women, are we seeing a shift in the way that we view each other, in the way that we cheer each other on, in the way that we honor each other?
I'd like to think that we are, Carlette. We, through several of the YWCA programs, Girls on the Run in particular, Decades of Women, that's my passion,
mm-hmm.
is that women support each other. You know, we're all trying to climb the corporate ladder here. We're all trying to give back. We're all trying to raise a family. We're all trying to do the same things.
Mm-hmm.
Why in the world wouldn't we want to be each other's cheerleader? We all go through the same, you know, being a mother's tough.
Mm-hmm.
We all go through it together. Why not hold hands or hug, or, you know, that is my passion, is to get all these women on the same team.
Absolutely. Let me get a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to tell you about the luncheon, and we're going to tell you how you can get your tickets. Stay on point, everybody. The official OPT Network.
Hey, your lipstick stains on the front lobe of my left side brains. I knew I wouldn't forget you, and so I went and let you blow my mind. Your sweet moonbeam, the smell of
Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins at UDB Insurance is here to help you successfully navigate and understand the Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins and his team at UDB Insurance are highly respected in the health insurance industry and can provide you with the answers you need to fully understand how the Affordable Care Act will benefit you and your family or organization. UDB Insurance provides a consultative approach that will deliver you the peace of mind and customer service you deserve. Offering an array of insurance products with enhanced services is UDB's key to success. Still have questions? Schedule your no-obligation consultation with UDB Insurance at 318-445-9359.
From the start, at the credit union with a heart, the heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Looking to trade in your current clunker for something more dependable? Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union is here to help with new and used auto loans. Interest as low as 1.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Special rate available through November 15th. Hurry to Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union and let them help you get a new set of keys.
Credit Union with a heart.
The Credit Union with the Heart is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in of Oils Parish. For more information on of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Why choose Chris's Cabrini?
Our nurses.
Physicians. Associates.
Everyone works together
to put the patient first.
We're one of the country's top hospitals for stroke care.
Our level 3 NICU has earned the highest designation for newborn care.
We're always striving for the best outcomes.
The clinical trials we offer today will set tomorrow's standard.
We're honored.
Honored. Honored. To extend the healing ministry of Jesus Christ.
So many reasons.
To choose Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Mmm, imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Well, the McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib. More tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. We're 3 minutes after the top of the hour. It's 8:03 a.m. Central Standard, 9:03 Eastern. It's Wind Down Wednesday, and I don't know about you, but I feel great. I hope that some of this good, positive energy will be sent your way, and you will receive it. Let me just say that this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by the Of Oils Commission of Tourism. Remember, you can stay and play in Of Oils Parish. Also, UDB Insurance. Listen, there has been so much controversy about health insurance, about what we need to do, where we need to go, how we need to sign up. Well, no more. No worries. Wesley Watkins at UDB Insurance is on point to help you to get you the most affordable health insurance plan available and to help you just figure it out and figure out what is going to be good and suitable for you and your family. And here's what you do. Just simply pick up the phone and phone him at 318-445-9359. And we're going to have Wesley on soon answering some of those questions. But you know what? You still have to make an appointment to go in so that you can decide what's best for you and your family. Also, McDonald's of Alexandria. Now, if you're just joining this morning, we're talking about really those good positive things that are happening in our community. We're joined by the executive director of the YWCA, Katie Vanderlick. And you know, their vision in the 21st century at the YWCA of Alexandria and Pineville is really a respected voice for those women in our community that are trying to give back, that want to give back, and it fosters women's leadership and provides services for women and their families, Katie. And it is incredible. The fourth annual Decades of Women, I know that the entire team is excited about it. Now tell people how they can connect.
Well, you can purchase a ticket. They're $25. They're only $25, and it includes lunch.
But this is important because this is a fundraiser as well.
Yes, it is. $25 tickets, and you can go to our website, ywcaalex.org, to purchase a ticket. You can do that online, or you can come by our office or give us a call at our office. And we're located behind Ash on James Street. So there are certain there are a few different ways you can get your tickets, but you know what, you need to hurry and get them, because like I said, we only have about 15 tickets left, so we're going to have another sellout event this year.
And so how excited were you guys that this was indeed a sellout event?
We are stoked. We are so excited.
I mean,
people are excited about, you know, great things in our community. We'll have the mayor there. He'll be there. Like I said, Judge Patricia Cook will be there. So we'll have a crowded house and, you know, all to listen about the wonderful things that these women are doing.
And also Christus Cabrini Hospital, talk about their sponsorship.
Yes. Christus Cabrini Hospital is our signature sponsor. They have sponsored this event every year. Like I said, this is our fourth year. So they have really partnered with us, and we're very, very appreciative. And Red River Bank has been our table sponsor for the past 4 years. So again, a huge shout out to both of those organizations who are so supportive of what we do.
And you know, I hope that people will understand that this is indeed an opportunity to honor women that are giving back to their community, but it's also an opportunity for other women who want to get involved, as we call it here on the OPT, those people who are sitting on the bench of life. And we've had a whole conversation during the break about those people that kind of just sit back and want to do, but never really dip their foot in the water because of whatever reason.
And they might not know how to get involved. What's the best way to dip their foot in the water? Mm-hmm. What's the best way to start? And we can help you out there. You know, we've got so many different things that these women can help out with. We can guide them. We can lead them in the right direction. I mean, that is our mission, is to empower these women. So we want to help them. We're here for you. And also, you know, parents, go ahead and start letting your children volunteer and get out and do these things. I mean, let's instill these great, great qualities in our children at a young age, because once they start doing them at a young age, they'll just grow up learning to give back. So it is so important. If you have young children, you know, call the Manor House and have them serve lunch, or call the YWCA. We can set you up with so many organizations that need volunteers.
The food bank.
There are so many places that are, especially this time of year, it is a great time to give back, but it is so important to give back, or, you know, go with your children, show them how you're giving back too. But it is so important to instill these qualities in our young children.
And this is the season for giving. But what we were saying during the break is that there are really a continuity of people, the same people over and over and over, that are giving. But if we start in our youth, if we start teaching them that everything doesn't have to be instant gratification, if we start encouraging them to come out of themselves for just one Saturday a month or one day out of the month and teach them how to give, then we will perpetually bring up the next generation of givers. And it's got to start early.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we have several programs. We have our YW Teen program. We have Girls on the Run. We have so many programs to get these little girls involved and to get women involved too, and men too. But yeah, I definitely encourage everyone to get out there this season and do something different. Give back to our wonderful, wonderful community. Mm-hmm. You think it doesn't make a difference, but it does. Each and every one of us can. We live in a great city, and let's get out there and do something.
Absolutely. So, Katie, give the information about those last few tickets, where people can connect for Decades of Women. It's happening next Thursday.
Next Thursday.
At 11:30.
Yes, ma'am. At November 14th at 11:30, Calvary Baptist Church. We have a great lunch lined up. $25 tickets. You can go to our website, ywcaalex.org, or come by the Y or give us a call, 442-3397, and we can hold some tickets for you. Again, we don't have that many left, so try to get that done today if you can.
Absolutely. Katie, we want to thank you guys for the work that you do. I want to thank you personally and the board for honoring me. I am honored, grateful, and it is about giving back. It is so not about the women that will be at the luncheon, but it is about the heart to give and to be the change that you want to see. And we ask people every single day to be the change that they want to see, and hopefully we'll inspire more people to give back and to get involved, and that's really what it's about.
It is, and I know that we can inspire these women. If you come out to this luncheon, and you will be inspired, I promise you that.
Absolutely. Katie is a wonderful cheerleader. She is a cheerleader for women. She's a cheerleader for life. And every time she comes in the studio, I get a little bit more stoked. That energy, it's just palpable. You can feel it. And it's even transferable, and I hope that you feel that this morning. Katie, thank you so much. Thank you and the Y for all that you guys do.
Well, and thank you for all that you do and for having us on this morning.
Absolutely. We're going to take a break here, everybody. You're on Point, the official OPT network.
Hotter than a fantasy, lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire. Filled with catastrophe. But she knows she can fly away. Oh, she got both feet on the ground and she's burning it down. Oh, she got her head in the clouds and she's not backing down. This girl is on fire.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD.
HD.
That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning
high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition
with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Are you purchasing or building your first home, refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage.
You got somebody working for you.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson Has It.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Health Care Services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Care and Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Mmm, imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Well, the McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib, more tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend,
travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Simlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Simlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Good morning, everybody. It's 8:21. It's November the 6th. It's Wind Down Wednesday. And before you know it, we will be celebrating Thanksgiving already. Oh, yeah. It's getting close. This segment, though, however, is sponsored by our friends and partners at Southern Heritage Bank. They're an independently owned community bank meeting the financial needs of our community. Also, Amerigroup Real Solutions. If you're looking for the best solutions for you and your family's health care, Amerigroup is where you should start. Get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, serving Rapides Parish and surrounding areas. For more information on how you can update, make sure that you've got what you need in terms of home, auto, and life insurance. The number to phone, 318-487-1881. Also, get wired satellites. That's Jeremy Clary. You can get the Hopper. You can get high-speed internet. You can get the best channels. But best of all, you can get the best savings and the best wiring so that when we have bad weather, you still have your satellite. That's Get Wired Satellites. Here's the number to phone Jeremy and his team at 318-767-2220. They're right there off of the South Traffic Circle right here in Alexandria. Also, the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, meeting the needs of our community. Now, as we switch gears this morning, we're joined by our good friend, Wilbert Carmouche. He is the Executive Director of the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Not switching gears too very much, but talking about the great things that are happening in and around Avoyelles Parish. Wilbert, good morning and welcome back.
Good morning. It's nice to be here again.
So good to have you and to really bring us up to speed on what's happening in the parish.
In the parish, as Katie said, even Katie knew.
Who knew Katie was our homegirl? She's from Marksville.
Absolutely, yes. A hometown family there in Marksville.
Absolutely. So what we got, Wilbert? What's happening?
A lot happening, Carlette. But first, I just want to take a second to thank everyone for everything they have done for bringing breast cancer awareness to the level that it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Falls Parish has had many activities, Alexandria, Rapides Parish, you know, everyone is doing their share for that. And it's just wonderful to see people coming together, just like a family,
mm-hmm.
trying to help out people, because we all know someone, or we've all been, you know, hit with someone in the family that has, you know, suffered to breast cancer, as well as all cancers.
Absolutely.
So
that's right on point with what we were talking about, that volunteerism. And we were all having a conversation, Katie and Wilbert and David and I were having a conversation about giving and about raising up givers. And what we're believing here at the OPT Network is that 2014 will bring a fresh batch of givers, so that those people that are constantly giving and giving and giving and doing and doing and doing won't be strained to the point where they're broken. We're believing for a fresh set of givers and volunteers.
Absolutely. That is something I think we need to work on, is fostering a new set of givers.
And you know what? Giving doesn't always mean writing a check.
Absolutely.
Giving is so vast, and there's so many ways.
Right. You talked about instant gratification before, but you know, when you volunteer for something, even though it's 4 hours
mm-hmm.
of your time to a cause that you're interested in, that is instant gratification,
mm-hmm.
because you feel as though you have done something
mm-hmm.
by the end of the four
and you
hours.
Have and for you,
it could be something so small that you think, well, it won't make the difference, but it really makes the difference in another person's life.
Everyone can make a difference.
Yeah.
No matter how small they think their contribution is.
Yeah, and
it does make a difference to someone. And
if you could just feel how good that makes you feel, you know, it's better than it makes the person that you've given to feel.
That warm and fuzzy feeling.
Absolutely. But Wilbert, you're one of those people that's really a huge giver. And I said this to you, DC and I were saying this to you during the break, that all of the events that we talk about once a month, or whenever we get an opportunity to talk about what's going on in Avoyelles Parish, that you are on the front lines of making sure that these events happen, that they are as successful as they can be. And there's a lot of pressure with that.
Absolutely, but that's part of the territory, as they
That's
say.
What you do, huh?
But you want to also, we want to also make sure that the people who do these, who put out the effort,
mm-hmm.
you know, no matter how, which direction it goes at, you know, everybody wants their event to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes, weather takes part of that, and it's not as, but it's the energy and the effort that you have put that has to constantly be recognized as well.
Absolutely.
You know, we talked about cheerleaders. I think, you know, we need to be cheerleaders for all of those, because, you know, the more people understand how much work has gone into these events,
mm-hmm.
and how much passion mm-hmm. there is in these events. So the ending result, of course, we want that success story. But if we fall a little bit short of that, it's still all right.
Exactly.
And they're still next year.
Exactly. And don't we have to remind ourselves that even if it wasn't a huge success, that it's okay.
It still made a difference.
It still made a difference.
It still made a difference. And if you brought some one person to the table,
mm-hmm.
new in that event venue, then you.
And speaking of making a difference, I know that you're making a difference with a lot of great events. Well, what do we have first on our list?
Oh my gosh, it's like Santa's list. We start off with First Thursday. You're talking about Wind Down Wednesday. Here we go with First Thursday on the square in Marksville. That has been a wonderful event. We're basically starting our second year of this, of First Thursday.
And talk about how it's grown, Wilbur.
Absolutely. It's a wonderful opportunity to network, to socialize, but also to help those mom-and-pop vendors
mm-hmm.
that are downtown, those customers that we always have to be very mindful of. I'm a mom-and-pop vendor myself as well, you know. So that is important, and because a lot of times, Corlett, those are your givers.
That's right.
Or those mom-and-pops.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the givers. Those are the ones that make a difference in your community.
That's right.
So First Thursdays on the Square, it starts at 5 o'clock in the evening. The theme for this one is Pinot and Gumbo.
Pinot
and Gumbo.
What in the world is Pinot?
Pinot Grigio, the wine. It's wine, wine
Pinot
tasting.
Pinot Grigio, okay.
Wine tasting and gumbo tasting over at Bailey's.
So my goodness,
Pinot
what a
gumbo.
Combination.
In the parish.
Only in the parish.
Only in the parish.
Wine and gumbo.
Wine and gumbo. So talk about it. Maybe it's a wind down Wednesday, or a wind up Thursday or something. but we're inviting everybody. Starts at 5 downtown.
Uh-huh.
Wonderful evening. Three or four shops are open, you know, and they're specialty shops.
Uh-huh.
That's what makes a difference. They're all family or individually owned. They're specialty shops. And then, as I said, a wonderful opportunity to network with people and to socialize.
And not only that, Wilbert, we want to talk about the importance of supporting those businesses.
Absolutely.
Those businesses, DC and I have talked about this on the show, and we're going to continue to talk about it. Those shops that we see, those mom and pops, if you will, the only way that they can strive and thrive is that we go out and we patronize those
and we
businesses.
Patronize them. That's exactly right. Because, and especially with when you're asking them for contribution,
mm-hmm.
something, it's easy.
Every time your child has
it's
something,
easy for the child mm-hmm. to go, and that's what is important as well. Is that a child or a student goes and makes that contact
mm-hmm.
with that business owner. That
mm-hmm.
A business owner is so much more susceptible to receiving that kind of solicitation
mm-hmm.
than it would be something that just comes over the telephone.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But to continue with Avoyelles Parish events, because, you know, you got me on a soapbox, and you know me. I could stay all day on that. On the 11th, which is Monday, we are remembering to honor our veterans, mm-hmm. observing all that they have done, all that they have sacrificed for us. So we have two wonderful events. Paragon is at 10 o'clock in the morning, and the Cottonport Bank is at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And as that's the Cottonport Bank in Mansoura.
Okay.
The central location in Mansoura on Highway 1.
And so what's going to be happening over there, Wilbert? What are y'all going to be?
There's guest speakers, you know, the shooting of the 21 guns. I know over at the Cottonport Bank in Mansoura, they're going to do they have artillery out.
Okay.
Or, you know, equipment out. It's just a way of just, you know, getting together and remembering. Because in these busy lives that we have, you know, it's sometimes things just slip by us.
Sure.
So this is a wonderful opportunity.
And that's going to be Monday.
That is going to be Monday.
And what time are we starting on that?
10 o'clock at Paragon.
Okay.
And that's an outdoor event, weather permitting. Mm-hmm. If not, they always move it to the inside. Mm-hmm. And that comes with a small reception as well. And then Cottonport Bank is 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay, good.
Oh, Pine Needle Basketry. So we shouldn't be talking about this because DC is here. But if you don't know what to get him for Christmas,
don't you say candy?
And something that he won't have to return. You can go to the Marksville State Historic Site and make him a pine needle basket.
Okay.
They will teach you how to make pine needle baskets, and that's November 15th.
But see, he would want the basket, and then he would want me to fill it with pecan candy from Eli. Anthony Eli, who makes the best pecan candy in Central Louisiana.
Well, he does like me. I think he's had enough pecan candy for a little while.
Okay, so just the basket.
Just the basket.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Let him fill it with his imagination. that program is at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. As always, $4 for adults under 13, over 62, free of charge. I'm leaving the number here with Corlette as well, but that's 888-253-8954.
And so all they need to do is just call and make reservations for that?
Call and make reservations for that.
Okay.
Exactly. Lunch, Learn, and Lunyap over at the tourism office in the LSU Southern University Ag Center.
Mm-hmm. This is also growing, isn't it, Wilbert?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We're having to limit this to the first 40 participants. Tourism is hosting this luncheon along with our lunch sponsor, Bailey House Assisted Living in Bunkie. And they're going to come in and talk about preparing yourself for long-term care.
Mm-hmm.
It's so nice, Corlette, that there are facilities like that that are there for us in the time of need. I have there's a couple from my hometown, from Fifth Ward, that they announced Friday that they are leaving this Friday for Bailey House Assisted Living.
Mm-hmm.
So Paula Cardwell is going to come and do a wonderful presentation and be on hand to answer questions. She'll feed us a lunch as you would eat if you were in Bailey House.
Wow.
So it's just going to be, you're going to be basically at Bailey House for an hour and a half on Tuesday. So give us a call. That's area 318-964-2245. And just do remember that we can only take 40 participants in this venue. So that's going to be a wonderful event. It's from 11:30 to 1 o'clock for a $3 donation. Lunch, Learn, and Lanyap.
You can't hardly do anything for a $3 donation. That's going to be an incredible luncheon.
Absolutely. And looking ahead, on the second Tuesday of December, we're going to be doing Christmas decorating on a shoestring. And I will be doing several demonstrations there.
Now that's going to be one to go to.
As to how to, you know, just bring a little Christmas cheer into your home, basically on a shoestring.
And how
very
to,
limited resources.
And how to make it look really pretty.
And how to, we're going to do a tablescape. So that's next time in December. Silver Lining is, and you're familiar with, you and David are familiar with Silver Lining, Corlette.
Okay, go ahead.
They're having a gumbo benefit dinner, and that is November 17th from 10 to 1 for a $6 donation.
Okay.
You know, with all of these nonprofits that suffer budget cuts,
you've
got to make up the money somewhere to be able to offer those same services that you've been offering for years. Because some, you know, it's hard to explain you can't do this because you have no money.
Exactly.
You know? So
and all of
the
nonprofits, this is the way that they raise money so that they can keep giving back and doing the things that they do in the community. But it takes just a lot of people giving a little bit.
Absolutely. And, you know, they run that wonderful bakery there. Now,
absolutely.
That might be something you could put in D.C.'s Pine Needle Basket.
No, we've been by there. No, we don't want to put...
Oh, my gosh,
look,
wonderful.
He's really working hard.
Nice.
Yes.
I see.
The holidays are coming up, but we want to stay away from the bakery. Will's trying to... He's look like he's drawing you to the sugar. You know, it's that time of the year.
They make sugar-free items as well. So maybe that's what we have to... We have to do this in moderation, on a slow pace.
But he hasn't gotten there yet, Will.
Oh,
yeah, we're it's a process. And
it's a process.
Yes,
huh?
Yes.
Oh, it's a long, tough struggle sometimes, DC.
It is indeed, but that is a great, great opportunity for people to go out and get some great gumbo and really support what they're doing.
Absolutely, Christmas shopping extravaganza is going to take place at the Paragon Casino Resort. This is their 8th annual Christmas extravaganza. It's sponsored by Paragon Casino Resort and the Marksville Chamber of Commerce, Saturday, November 23rd. For a $2 admission, you can shop till you drop from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. They say join us for a one-day shopping event featuring unique gifts, accessories, decorative items from an assortment of vendors from Louisiana. And normally these vendors come up even from Alabama.
Wow.
Mississippi. Mm-hmm. They come in. And so it's one of a kind things that they have.
So a great opportunity to go out and get some unique things.
Absolutely.
Things that you're not going to see everywhere.
And you can nail that Christmas list right there probably.
Yeah. And a lot of people will.
Exactly. Prehistoric Mounds Tour on November 29th. That is the Friday after Thanksgiving back at the Marksville State Historic Site. 10 a.m. and noon. You know, if families have children that have mm-hmm. come in and grandchildren mm-hmm. that are there, it's a wonderful place to let them run and spend all their energy mm-hmm. and then bring them back home sleepy and tired for the evening. And, you know, we talked about warm and fuzzy feelings, Carlette, and none more than the Thanksgiving Day community feast that y'all have in Bunkie every year.
Oh, my goodness. It has grown exponentially. I mean... So many people.
Absolutely. Miss Cynthia Deer brought this flyer to me, and it's at the Hayes Auditorium, mm-hmm. 11 in the morning till 1. You have a variety of opportunities there, you know,
in
the way of Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we talked about people giving back. Well, you can come there as a server.
Mm-hmm.
You can bring a dish if mm-hmm. you want to, because it's sponsored by the citizens of Bunkie, the local churches, their civic organizations, and businesses everywhere coming together to share with the neighbors. So everyone is invited. You come eat, come serve if you want
uh-huh.
to, make a donation towards next
mm-hmm.
year's cause. It's just a wonderful, wonderful event, and leaving with a good feeling.
And you know, every year they say the food is fabulous.
That's what I've heard.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So that is a great opportunity for... another way to give back, to be a part of the community. And I think people come from far and near, really.
Absolutely. You know, we were talking about that a little bit earlier. You know, some people don't necessarily have families right there
uh-huh.
for Thanksgiving. So if you need that feel of Thanksgiving
mm-hmm.
and really being with a lot of people, that is the place to be on Thanksgiving Day.
Absolutely. Well, Wilbert, we want to thank you for all that you guys do in the parish and getting the information out there to the community. We'll keep reminding people about the events that you've got. And you know what? Keep doing what you do, Wilbur.
Oh, we try to. It's fun, Carlette. Sometimes you're tired in the afternoon, but it's hard to think of it as a job. Because,
uh-huh.
you know, when you have a passion for something, as y'all do as well, all you are is tired in the evening.
Now, let me ask you this. Are you feeling more revitalized with the new time?
A little bit, yes.
A little bit?
A little bit.
See, I am feeling just super, super energetic, like I am getting more rest. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just a new burst, a new burst of energy. It feels really great. But Wilbert, we want to thank you guys at the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism for being a part of the OPT network and for being the change that you want to see in Avoyelles Parish.
It's our pleasure, Carlette.
Hey, everybody, we got to get a break here, but we'll be back right after this.
The Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins at UDB Insurance is here to help you successfully navigate and understand the Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins and his team at UDB Insurance are highly respected in the health insurance industry and can provide you with the answers you need to fully understand how the Affordable Care Act will benefit you and your family or organization.
UDB Insurance provides a consultative approach that will deliver you the peace of mind and customer service you deserve. Offering an array of insurance products with enhanced services is UDB's key to success. Still have questions? Schedule your no-obligation consultation with UDB Insurance at 318-445-9359.
From the start at the Credit Union with the heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Looking to trade in your current clunker for something more dependable? Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union is here to help with new and used auto loans. Interest as low as 1.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Special rate available through November 15th. Hurry to Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union and let them help you get a new set of keys.
Credit Union with a heart.
Credit Union with the Heart is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travel at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Why did I choose Christus Cabrini? I wanted to fight cancer.
To be a nurse.
A surgeon.
To be a part of a great heart program.
Integrity.
Compassion.
The healing ministry of Jesus Christ.
A critical care team that saves lives.
It's all about the patient.
Innovation.
A 24/7 ER that cares for everyone at the speed of life.
What's unique for some hospitals,
we see every day.
Even miracles.
So many reasons.
To choose Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back. Just a little bit about what's going on in and around not only our community, but surrounding areas. If you're on your way, and I know that you are, it's 8:43 a.m. Central Standard, 9:43 Eastern. It's Wind Down Wednesday. This segment is sponsored by Rayhide Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove dents, but Lynn and Rayhide, they remove doubts with state-of-the-art technology. Also, our friends and partners at McDonald's in Pineville, St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital. Don't forget about the lung screenings that are happening this month. The month of November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. They're a mere $100 for people ages 55 to 74. And here's the number, 318-484-4880. So, DC, just a lot going on. Just really talking about giving back. And,
absolutely.
You know, it's really so near and dear to our hearts because we are always trying to encourage people to do just that.
Absolutely, Carlette. And just speaking about giving back, you know, we really want to thank the YWMCA, the YWCA, for acknowledging you and the work that you've done here in Central Louisiana. And, you know, it is truly an honor.
Absolutely.
For what they're doing. And, you know, when we receive this, you know, it really touched me. It says, congratulations. You have been selected as the Decades of Women honoree in the 40s category. The YMCA of Alexandria Pineville is proud to host our fourth annual Decades of Women celebration. The celebration honors six women, one of each decade, ranging from 20s to 70s, who have displayed excellence and achievement in our community. Each candidate was nominated by the members of the community and selected by the YWCA Board of Directors. From the many women nominated, I am thrilled to inform you, Carlette Christmas of the OPT Network has been chosen to represent the 40s decade. Your tremendous work in our community hasn't gone unnoticed, and we want to celebrate all you have accomplished. As a part of our mission of empowering women, we would like to honor all the women selected for their respective decades with a luncheon at Calvary Baptist Church on Thursday, November 14, 2013, 11:30 a.m. We are requesting all honorees give a speech,
mm-hmm.
you know, and, you know, they're kind of telling you, but, you know, we're just, that's an honor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We are absolutely honored. And as I said to Katie earlier, I think probably every woman would agree that it's not about the work that we do, but about the work that we're blessed to be able to serve in certain areas of the community. And, you know, sometimes I guess people think, well, you know, how do people get chosen and how do you get noticed? And for me personally, it's not even about that. It's just about being a servant and being used by God to give back, but more importantly, to encourage others to give back. And it's really important to note, DC, that if you never get acknowledged at all, when your heart is in the right place, then it's not bothersome to you. You know, you just give from your heart. You encourage others to give. And I believe that if we all give a little bit of the supply that we have, maybe you can't give all of the supply, but if you give a little bit of the supply that you have, then it makes our communities better. It makes our families better, and it makes us better. Hey, everybody, I gotta get a quick break here, but we're back right after this.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and First Name Service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD.
In HD.
That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning
high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition
with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence. Also, our friends and partners at Davis One Stop. And we encourage you, just as we have been all show long, that those businesses that are in our community, that are serving our community, we really, really have to support those businesses. That's how we get better. That's how we grow, and that's how we make room for other entrepreneurs, by supporting those businesses. Also, remember that Cabrini Hospital still has those free mammograms, 100% free. All you've got to do is phone Diane Kitts. Her number, 318-483-4026. Diane Kitts. Walker Automotive Group. When others won't, Walker will. Serving Central Louisiana since 1919. Also, Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. That's Darlene St. Romain and her incredible, incredible team. For more information, you can phone them at 318-346-2540 or in Opelousas at 337-942-9939. And then you can get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf, serving Avoyelles Parish, more specifically Bunkie. For home, auto, and life insurance, the number 318-346-6695. DC, I understand that you just got a package?
Yes. Sylvia Eli just walked in with some of that scrumptious pecan candy.
I
need that.
Did I talk it up? Did I speak it into existence? Sylvia.
Did you?
No, you didn't. Well, you know what we're going to do? We're going to take an opportunity to share that with some people and bless some people so that they can see what a wonderful job that they do. I mean,
I don't know if I'm going to share.
Yeah, you're going to share. I'm going to insist on it. It's probably the best pecan candy. I'm going to go out there and say it's probably the best pecan candy in Central Louisiana. DC said people know about it, but everybody has not tasted it. If you want to use it as a gift to put in a basket, it's just a beautiful, beautiful gift for those people who love pecan candy. But DC, switching gears, there's a lot going on. Everybody who listens to the show knows that we are super, super, super sports fans.
Oh, yeah.
We love our Friday night football. We love Saturday college game day. But we love Monday night football, Thursday night football,
NFL,
and Sunday night football.
We like to get off into that.
We love the NFL. Okay. So we've been watching the pundits talk about this latest controversy with Jonathan Martin, the Miami Dolphins, and talking about how he has been bullied.
Right.
And I wanted to bring it to a perspective from someone that has been in locker rooms, somebody that's got a kid right now in locker rooms. But before we get there, have we gone too far with bullying? There was an article that just came out a few weeks ago about another football event where the parent wanted to sue the school because she called it bullying. The team beat the other team 91-0, and she said it's bullying.
Absolutely. I think to a certain degree, yes. It has gone overboard, Carlette. And when you look at what's happening with the Martin situation, you know, here you have two 300-pound men, okay? And one is getting in the head of the other. I mean, is that bullying or is that person just weak? Now, when you get there, I don't think they're going overboard with kids and bullying.
Okay.
You know, that's a whole nother deal right there. When you have a kid, a defenseless kid that's being bullied by three other kids, you know, that's bullying.
Okay.
But when you take a man, and I've been in locker rooms, and that kind of stuff happens all the time.
Okay, well, tell us, for those people that really are not familiar with what happens in locker rooms, what incognito?
There's always somebody trying to get into somebody else's head or control or dominate them, but that's the nature of the game. In other words, when you play another team, if you can't stand up to somebody in the locker room, how can I expect for you to stand up in the trenches where there's nobody to stop anybody, and your job is to fight the person off?
Right.
That is your job.
Right.
Right? That is your job, to fight the person off. If you can't, I don't want you blocking for me if you can't deal with somebody in just regular conversation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they run you off, basically what that's telling me is that you're a weak duck. Mm-hmm. You're a duck. And really, when it comes right down to it in the football world, you're going to hear all this politically correct stuff said.
Mm-hmm.
But you know who's going to really have a job at the end of the day? The guy who run the other guy off.
Incognito.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Because basically what he's showing is I'm more mentally tough and I'm more physically tougher than you, and that's why he's an all-pro. Now, in the perfect world where, you know, there's a lot of girls, you know, do you want that not to happen? Absolutely you don't.
But or kids in general.
But what I'm saying is when you're here, CJ and I was talking about it this morning. Mm-hmm. We both see it the same way. You know, if you let another guy come in there and take your livelihood from you because you were not man enough to stand up to him, mm-hmm. you're weak.
And
that's all that is to it. This is one-on-one. Both of y'all weigh 300 pounds. He beat you.
But he beat him mentally.
Exactly.
And talk about what the pundits were saying. People that are playing in the NFL, like Keyshawn,
right.
like Chris Carter.
Yeah, the guys who played said what they say is if somebody would have messed with them like that, they would have dealt with it. Mm-hmm. And what they're saying is we would have gotten physical with one another. And basically, with a guy like that, basically, that's what you need to do to him. You need to let him see, buddy. And so what happened was, I believe, and like Keyshawn and Chris Carter was saying, mm-hmm. the guy drew a line in the sand. He came across the line, and he pushed the line back.
Mm.
With most guys, once you come across that line, it's on. That's just how it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if you would have stopped him at that point, that situation would have been over.
So we're
if
talking.
If you're a grown person and you're being bullied, or what you deem as being bullied, I don't think you can call that bullying. Basically, at that point, you're a duck.
So we're talking mano a mano.
Yeah,
two
man to man.
Two men. One man talking trash.
Now, to a girl, that may be bullying.
Mm-hmm.
But to a man, no.
A man
that's a challenge.
A man that's got to stand in the trenches.
Absolutely.
For his team. And, you know, it's been said that, oh, it's hazing. But a lot of the pundits, people who have been in the NFL, a lot of the old timers say, you know, this is just sort of what happens. And did it go? I guess the question is, did it go too far?
Absolutely. And did it go too far? And if it did go too far, it's because I allowed it to go too far. In other words, it should have been nipped long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It should have been nipped. I mean, for somebody to say a racial slur to you, that's just somebody who believes that he's just way more dominant than you, and I can just say to you anything I like.
And then he even went a step further and said the coach wanted him to toughen up. This rookie, the boy's a softie.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, the way it all ended, it is true that he probably is a really soft guy.
Right.
You know, that's – and let me tell you something. In those trenches right there in that offensive line against those defensive tackles, it is a lot of warring. That is a war zone. Mm-hmm. And nobody wants to be on side of somebody who won't go to war. Mm-hmm. You understand what mm-hmm. I'm saying? You mm-hmm. want the guy who's going to go to war. And if you can't even defend your own self, how can I expect for you to block for me?
Right.
You know, and get people out of the way when you won't even protect your own self.
And this is what I'm wondering about the NFL. You know, everything is changing. You know, no more big hits. We understand that. We don't want anybody to get concussions. But are we changing the nature of the game with the new rules, with trash talking, with being in locker rooms? And people on the outside that are looking in that really don't have a clue, are we sort of changing, I guess, the complexion, D.C., of the game with all the new rules? Or is it just life-changing?
Well, yeah, I think, you know, it is, you know, with people getting concussions and things of that nature. But this is a situation right here, to me, is where it's time to just step up and be a man.
So do you think it is just?
I guarantee you the guys who play with both of those guys, at the end of the day, if you say which one would you want on your team, it's going to always be the guy who's pushing the hardest.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to always be the guy who's got the heart to stand in and fight, even if you're losing. You know, you got to have heart and play this game.
Now,
people who have never played the game will see that completely different because they don't understand the game of football mm-hmm. when it's time to get down in the trenches. And most of the people, the pundits that you hear saying, oh, that's bullying, that's a wimp who's never played the game.
And so is this just...
I guarantee you that person's never played the game.
Is this just all tantamount to trash talking?
Absolutely. Two grown men.
Mm-hmm.
Three, and this is not a situation where you're looking at a defenseless person, a big person messing with a defenseless person.
Mm-hmm.
And here you have... Now, when it comes out more, Carlette, when it really comes out,
mm-hmm.
the people are going to start because the truth is going to come out.
Mm-hmm.
And the people are going to start saying what the truth is
mm-hmm.
and that nobody wants somebody on side of them that's yellow.
Mm.
That's just the bottom line. At the end of the day, you know, people are going to say what's politically correct and people are going to try to change it, especially the wimps, to make it look like, oh, yeah, we got bullied or the kids bullied, all that stuff. Let me tell you something. These are millionaire people playing this game for millions of dollars, and every little edge counts. It is going to be hard for this guy to go on any team and play because everybody is going to always taunt him about being a sissy. That's just the bottom line, and I'm just keeping it real. You know,
all right.
I've been in locker rooms, and you know, it's mind over mind and matter over matter. It is a physical game.
And so there you have it. You know what? The NFL is a game of
stop that crime.
It's a game of hard hits. It's a game of